What a scene here around the ticket studios this morning. The plaza is packed. The president speaking at the American Airlines Center this evening. And down amongst the frenzy with the wireless mic is the great Gordo. Come in, Gordo.
Well, I hope you can hear me, Craig Miller. Can you?
Yes, you sound great.
Excellent. Well, I'm down here. It's very loud down here in the plaza because they're playing up on the big screens. They're playing like some coverage of other Trump rallies as well as some clips of President Trump speaking to big crowds. So it's a little loud out here with the sound system, but I would estimate there are probably a good 5,000 people. I don't know.
Wow.
3,000 people out here. I can't really tell. There's a lot of them all wearing their MAGA hats and a lot of red out here holding up their Trump signs as they see me walk by here. Several P1s in the crowd, too, have taken a picture with several people out here. How you doing, sir?
Good, good.
Let me see if I can grab somebody to talk to. What's your name, sir?
Anthem.
Where are you from?
Mesquite, Texas.
Mesquite, Texas. And are you here for the Trump rally?
Most definitely. And I think I'm going to have a Trump-tastic day.
Oh, Trump-tastic day. How much does the MAGA hat cost that you're wearing?
The MAGA hat I'm wearing was free from President Trump.
Really? Did he hand it to you personally, or how did that work?
No, I did a few things and got a few of them free.
Boy, that's very generic. Can you please tell me what you did?
I can't.
Why not?
It's an ex-job of mine.
Oh, okay. You did some sort of work for the Trump campaign, and they paid you in hats.
Correct.
And have you ever seen him speak before?
Oh, only once.
Only once? Where'd you see him?
He wasn't even president then, so.
Oh, I see.
In New York. So.
And what do you like about President Trump?
Bold, aggressive, and he's an American man, and he's for we the people, and it's the first one in 30, 40 years that's actually.
Sorry, that cigarette smoke is getting right in my face.
he's the only one that's run in 30, 40 years that is truly for the people.
Uh-huh.
He's for the Constitution. There's nobody else out there running that can defeat Trump.
Uh-huh.
He's a winner, and he always will be.
Right.
And if you like backing a winner, you back a winner.
There you go. All right, have a good one, man.
You too. Have a Trumptastic day.
I'll try. All right, what is the guy yelling? I can't tell what the guy was yelling. Could you hear what the dude was yelling? He was yelling what, ma'am? The man was yelling, Oswald didn't kill Kennedy, at me? You don't think so?
Better be careful talking about assassination.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I came out here to argue Oswald with people, apparently. Oh, this guy's giving me hell. All right. Okay. Oh, he's telling me not to walk away. I'm ducking the truth. Yeah. All right, I'll talk to this dude over here. How you doing, ma'am? How you doing?
Oh, I'm fine. How are
you? Good. Where are you from?
Houston.
Houston. You drove all the way up here for this, or were you up here visiting?
No, we drove here for this.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
And I'm assuming you voted for Trump the first time?
Oh, absolutely.
And tell me what you like about our president.
I like that he talks to us like we matter,
mm-hmm.
and that he talks to us in a way that we feel like he's telling the truth.
Mm-hmm. And has anything he said or done bothered you?
Oh, I could just wring his neck sometimes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So he infuriates you sometimes, too?
Well, he doesn't infuriate me, but when I think of all the crap he takes and has taken for all this time, I don't blame him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't blame anything he says or does to the Democrats.
Right. And so what is, like, one thing that he's done that you perhaps didn't agree with?
Oh, I just think the way he talks like a silly little 13-year-old sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I love him. I love everything about him.
Well, thanks for your time, ma'am.
You're welcome.
All right. Talk to this gentleman here. Come here, sir. Ooh, look at this. You got some rings on. Were you a college athlete?
I was, yeah. I was a walk-on linebacker from Texas A&M.
Texas A&M. Now, tell me about these rings you're wearing.
How's he get rings?
Big 12 championship rings in 2010, 2011.
Oh, okay.
We tied Nebraska and Oklahoma that year. And this is the class ring I'm more proud of. This is what means I actually graduated because I got something going on up here.
And what year did you graduate, you say?
2014.
Now, you're different than these other, a lot of these other Trump supporters. You are young, a young black man who played college football.
Yeah, and why is that?
Unlike that woman right there.
Uh-oh.
Who doesn't appear to have ever played college football.
I don't think she played college football, no. But I like to focus on what makes us a unit, what makes us all one entity instead of what separates us, if that makes sense.
Okay, so tell me what you like about Trump specifically, and do any of your friends give you crap for liking Trump because they feel like you shouldn't like him?
There is distinct social pressure from my demographic to conform to what the powers that be would want me to believe. I like President Trump because he tells it like it is. I think that for too long we've focused on politicians who will deliver a message that is palatable to the audience, but that does not address the core issues that we need to focus on. For too long, we've had issues with our illegal immigration. Our illegal immigration, our system is broken here in America. And for too long, Democrats have turned the other head and just said, oh, well, we'll talk about that later or whatever. But they've also gone out of their way to pander to my demographic, to African Americans, and try to find ways to almost control us or tell us messages that will force us to self-police our own and say we dare not support who we want to support because of the social ramifications of that. So I support President Trump, honestly, because he's done what he said he was going to do. He's actually reached out to the African-American community. He's done things like enforce opportunity zones, the First Step Act. 91% of the people who were freed by the First Step Act came from the black community. These are things that I know the Democrat Party will never tell you because they know it's deleterious to their message of subterfuge against the current president.
And so how many friends of yours do you have that support Trump?
I've made a lot over these last 3 years. At first, there was some social fallout where some people felt the need to part ways with me. I've not unfriended anyone. I don't care what your beliefs.
Lost friends over there?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've received hateful messages through social media. I do so on almost daily basis now.
Wait, these are people who like you as a person, but because your politics are different from them, all of a sudden they're not going to be friends with you because you support Trump?
Yes. And that's the team sports mentality that the average person has towards politics today. They view it as a one-size-fits-all. You either are for me or against me. I believe in having ideological conversations. You might not agree with me, but I will ask you why. And too many of my friends, well, some of my friends, they've been accepting and supportive, but some people would rather view me by who I voted for and use that as their sole basis for whether or not they're going to continue to be my friend or not.
What about family members?
Family members, there's been some friction there as well, mainly with my extended family. But the majority of my extended family or immediate family are on the same side as I am.
Well, thanks for your time today.
Absolutely. I appreciate you.
I appreciate it. And congratulations on that college football rank.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. Ask him how many tackles he had.
How many tackles did you have?
Sir?
How many tackles did you have?
Well, I'm going to go to I was a walk-on, so I'm going to go to my semi-pro days. I had maybe like 5 or 10 in preseason. I'll say that. Yeah, fair enough.
Your pro days?
No, semi-pro.
Oh, semi-pro.
Semi-pro preseason? Right, wow. Man. That's hard to look up. I give him that.
Yeah, I can't really track that down. Well.
Hey, when did A&M play? How did they get a ring in 2010 or 11? They didn't play in the Big 12 championship game.
I don't know. I can hardly hear anything out of here, so I didn't want to ask too many more questions about the college football.
Yeah, that's
oh, gosh,
right.
There's some
that's
info
okay.
war sign. How you doing? How you doing, ma'am? You talking? You're not talking to the press? What are you guys up to?
I don't know.
You guys look like an alternative crowd. You got like a billy goat beard there, and you look very, very alt.
Right? Well, we're alt media, meaning like alternative media, anything other than the mainstream media,
uh-huh.
Project Veritas, InfoWars.
You hate the lamestream media, as I like to call them?
Absolutely. You can call them the fake news media, the lamestream media, the communist news network. Yeah, all
what do you
of
think about like fake sports stations.
I don't follow sports, but I know it. They're up there just like CNN and all the mainstream media channels. Yeah.
Where are you guys going to the bathroom out here?
Right around the corner, there's a bunch of urinals.
Yeah, they got porta potties out there.
Okay. I didn't know if you had to bring your own coffee can or something.
No. They got some clean porta potties over there.
Now,
yeah.
Who are these people that you're with here?
She
has purple hair. Did you notice that already?
Yeah. I'm observant.
Facial piercing.
We all met at the last rally in Houston back in November. They're from San Antonio. I'm from Houston. We met in line there, and then when we heard about this one, we all kept each other's information, and we reunited here in Dallas for this Trump rally. So
and has love bloomed among you guys?
Is what?
Has love bloomed?
Oh, absolutely, man. We've been friends for almost a year now since last November.
No, I meant like more in a romantic sense.
Oh, no.
Are you involved with any of these individuals?
My girlfriend right here.
Oh, okay. What's her name?
Her name's Amanda. She's from California.
All right, Amanda from California, where'd you grow up?
California.
Well, yeah, I know California, but where specifically? Come closer, Amanda, if you would.
San Bernardino County.
Uh-huh.
So, like, inland Southern California.
And how long have you followed Trump? How long have you been a Trump supporter?
Since 2014, when it was rumored that he was going to run.
Okay, so you've been a fan of his for a while.
Right, yeah.
Uh-huh. What's the craziest thing you've seen out here today?
I haven't seen much crazy yet.
Uh-huh.
Kind of waiting.
Well, I'm about to take off my clothes. I hope you don't mind.
Hey, it's a free country. Do whatever.
Planning to be a she, him, her, they, them, any of that?
Yeah. I didn't even tell you my pronouns today.
Yeah. Oh, I'm assuming. So, yeah, my bad. I shouldn't do that.
Yeah, you know what they say about assuming?
Yeah, ask it out of you and me, right.
No, I didn't ever hear that. Stop talking about my ass. But thank you for your time.
You're welcome, man. No problem. Okay.
Hope you have a good one. Yeah, I hope you have a good one, too. See you guys later. All right, there's
okay.
A can you hear how loud
oh
it
my
is?
Gosh, yes. Yeah. Sounds crazy.
My gosh, this is unbelievable. It's like a concert.
Watch out for
all
the
right,
Secret Service.
All right, do a song.
In Sportsville.
Okay,
yeah,
thank you.
Memory.
There's Gordo out on the plaza. It's a big Trump rally. Breaks out tonight at the AAC.